Aflatoxin is a natural poison produced by a fungus that grows on maize, cassava, ground nuts, and other crops. At high doses, it causes liver damage that can be fatal. A 2004 outbreak in Kenya killed at least 125 people. But aflatoxin is dangerous even at low doses. It can cause cancer, stunt children's growth, and weaken the immune system. The fungus that produces the toxin thrives in hot, humid conditions. Some of the strains found in Kenya produce especially high levels of aflatoxin. But not all of them do, says Peter Cotty, a plant disease expert with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
We can actually take strains that produce no aflatoxins at all. And these are natural strains. They're fungi that occur already in Kenya. They occur already in the villages. They're just at a low frequency. And we can use techniques to find these fungi, and we can release them in a manner that allows them to outcompete these very high toxin producers.
Cotty and his colleagues help the harmless fungi compete by giving them a head start over the bad guys. They grow the good guys on grains such as barley or sorghum that are sterilized so they don't sprout. When farmers spread these grains among their crops, the harmless mold proliferates, feeding on dead plants and insects.
They'll grow on all those things and multiply and spread throughout the field and displace the toxin producers.
Cotty and colleagues at the Nigeria-based International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, or IITA, have registered a product called Aflasafe with Nigerian regulators. In field tests last year, farmers who used the grains coated with harmless fungi reduced aflatoxin contamination by an average of 80%. And U.S. farmers are also fighting fungus with fungus. For example, cotton growers need to ward off aflatoxin contamination or they won't be able to sell the seeds for animal feed. Michael Braverman at Rutgers University manages a program helping scientists register new natural crop protection products with U.S. regulators. He says cotton growers in the southwestern state of Arizona use the same method being tested in Nigeria, and it's very effective.
It's effective enough that the growers in Arizona have built their own facility to manufacture this product. They are not only consumers of the product, they are the official body that owns the registration.
Peter Cotty and the IITA are now looking for a partner to bring the technology to farmers in Kenya, where aflatoxin contamination is taking a terrible toll on people and the economy. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.